Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you listen to this podcast from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Welcome to the Personal Finance for Gen Zs. In this podcast, we're talking about everything that affects Gen Zs, ranging from their finances, their mindsets, to how they make decisions. I'm the host, Usnashia Kanibu, and I started this podcast to help other young persons like myself who want to have a strong start in life, who are scared of taking the wrong decisions, and who wants to become better. I release this podcast every Monday morning, so you can tune in on your way to work or your way to school and listen carefully to it to have a fresh Monday start. So let's dive. Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have been off, so I feel very nervous recording this. I don't know how it's going to sound to you. I don't know how it's going to appear to you. I don't know if you're going to be very upset with me that I've not released a podcast. I don't know if you're going to be glad that I released a podcast. So many what ifs, but I'm just going to release this podcast. Now, this podcast is divided into three segments. Yes. One, the cost of trade-offs. Two, how to deal with anxiety, and then three, hope, distractions, and hard work. So let's just dive in. I'm sorry if you're really upset with me, and I'm very happy if you're glad to listen to me again. Thank you. The cost of trade-offs. What I've come to realize is the fact that I choose to do something means I can do what that is. Often we fail to realize this and we try to do everything at the same time, but it does not work that way. Once we pick a route, once we pick a pathway, some certain parts of life are closed off to us, and we should understand this. Equally, once we pick a path, once we pick a route, once we pick a pathway, different paths and different pathways become open unto us. Take for example, I choose to study law. Now, the pathways to becoming a doctor or an engineer or let's say a pilot or possibly an acrobat is closed off to me, right? Because I chose to study law. Equally, there opens new pathways for me, such as the opportunity to specialize in contract law, to specialize in divorce law, specialize in immigration law, etc. So what we should actually do is that we should not waste time before picking a pathway. If you're young like me, you're definitely going to want to overthink everything and you want to ask yourself if this pathway is right for me. Like, you want to like weigh your options and everything. While it's important you do so, don't sacrifice so much time trying to do so. And second thing you should note is that once you choose a path, stick to it with everything. Stick to that path with like everything in you. You understand, right? So just make sure you stick to that path completely. Now, the second segment, how to deal with anxiety. If you're Gen Z, you'll find that the emotion of anxiety is not really foreign to you. You might find yourself being anxious, sometimes for a good reason, most times you're just anxious for nothing, right? For me, I get anxiety for two reasons. One, I am not doing what I am supposed to do. Two, I am terrified of the future and seek out steps on how to prepare best for it. Recently, I've been getting too anxious because of the future. Yes, most of my anxiety today comes from fear of the future. I think terror is a better word, right, to describe what I'm feeling, but it comes from fear of the future because I'm very terrified as to what the future holds for me. I'm very terrified as to how my life is supposed to go. So I'm not really telling you this from a place of mastery or expertise, or so this advice is coming from a place of still trying it and let's figure it out, because it has worked for me and I hope it works for you too. One, how to handle anxiety that comes from not doing what you are supposed to do. When you know you have something to do and you don't do it, trust me, you are always going to feel anxious. You are always going to feel on the verge of frustration, confusion, and in some worst cases, you may feel terrified. So I'm going to advise that the best way you can handle this type of anxiety is by doing what you have to do. Trust me. That's the best way to handle this type of anxiety. Do what you have to do. Even if you're not certain of what to do, take some steps, ask questions, and it's really going to help you. The second one is anxiety that comes from the fear of the future. Since I'm currently experiencing this, I would throw some extra light plus sprinkle a little bit of personal experiences here. Now, in this instance, anxiety serves as a stepping stone, not an obstacle. Yes. Anxiety helps us to prepare adequately for the, let's use the word, life, or for the future when we are anxious about the future. We take steps to ensure that we are well prepared and equipped to handle the future when it comes. And by taking those steps, we actually become successful. So a little bit about me. I'm leaving school right now, and I'm so anxious about what the future holds for me. Now, this does not really mean that I don't know my plans and everything, but I'm so anxious. And what I have been doing is preparing myself in a bit to be ready for the future. I'm looking at my mistakes to ensure that I don't repeat those same mistakes in the future. I'm looking for how to manage distractions. I'm looking for how to become better than I currently am. And I'm building new connections. So in this way, anxiety is really helping me to be on my best. And anxiety, in this instance, if you have the type of anxiety, can actually help you to be better. Now, for some people, it may really be excitement. This excitement pumps up your heart rate, like mentally, physically prepares you for the next stage you're going into, and that is very good. Either anxiety, either excitement, anyone you choose to call it, but it prepares you for the next stage you're going to. And then we come to the third and the last segment of today's podcast, hope, distractions, and hard work. Now, this in itself should constitute a new podcast, but because I don't know when next I'm going to be releasing a podcast again, I'm just going to put this out here. Yes, hope is very necessary. Hope is fuel. Hope is our engine. We can't achieve much in life without being hopeful. Hope, I mean H-O-P-E, hope. We can't go the full length of our dreams. We can't go the full length of our journey except we believe and have the hope that we are sufficient enough to go the full length. Now, don't believe reality supersedes hope. People achieve more from a place of hope than from being, in quotes, realistic. If you're simply being realistic. You are being aware of your limitations. You're being so only aware of your limitations. But if you're being hopeful, you are aware of your limitations, and yet you are certain, you believe that you are going to overcome them. So I prefer that you be hopeful rather than you being realistic. Distraction. The second one is distraction. I hate the distractions. I feel that we'll be more productive in the world without distraction. But that is only a wish. Yes. We have two type of people in this world. One, productive people, and two, unproductive people. And each of these people battle distraction in any given aspect of their life. They are always battling distractions. But what really sets them apart, what causes the great divides between these people, is that they are them, their habits, their discipline, their self-control. It is very, very different. How often a person gets distracted and remains distracted tells more about their discipline and self-control than anything. So, since we can't make jewelry with distraction, what we have to do is just overcome it. Yes. And then the third and the last one is hard work. Talent is very subjective, but hard work is objective. I believe that one of God's gifts to man is the ability to work hard. Man has the ability to work hard. Once you have the ability to work hard, believe you me, there is no stopping you. Make sure you work hard. Make sure you work as hard as you can. Because at the end, that's what gives you the results you really want. So thank you. I do hope I'll be able to release a podcast very soon. And I have plenty to promote. But if you enjoy my thoughts, I'm certain you're going to really enjoy my newsletter. I'm just going to attach the link. Yes, or you can go to my Instagram, or you can go to my Twitter, or you can go to my YouTube. I try to be more consistent on those platforms. So thank you very much for listening to my thoughts. I've been in a pensive mood recently, too pensive for my liking. And I'm not depressed, everything is very fine. But I do hope that I'm able to come out of it and start thinking and creating as much as I do. Thank you. And to have a lovely time. Bye.